Well, it was a long process, but we finally got the generic media studio looking exactly like we wanted.
Yeah, Jonathan, it looks awesome, man.
Eric, dang it, dude, not again.
Yep, here they come.
I'm so sick and tired of that giant lizard and giant ape fighting all the time. They wrecked our studio. Dude, why aren't you upset?
Look, take it easy, though, buddy. I got a trick up my sleeve. Let's call Patriot Paint and Construction.
Patriot Paint and Construction?
Yeah, they service commercial and residential customers, and they specialize in paint, drywall, and all types of remodeling. And best of all, they take no money up front.
Are they a new company or what?
Actually, Jonathan, they've been in business for more than 14 years, and they're actually insured and bonded as well.
Quick, give me their number. I gotta call them over here right now.
Give them a call at 806-544-7199. And let them know that you heard about them on the Generic Media Network. Hey, it's Eric here with Jonathan at the MRAs, the Mexican Restaurant Awards.
We are super excited for tonight. And look, there goes Kanye Guisada. Mr. Guisada, how are you today? Fam, I'm excited, fam.
Oh, and look, there's Cheesy F Baby. Cheesy, who are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing Chili Versace, Young Moolah.
We will see all of you inside if we patiently wait to see who the winner for the best Mexican restaurant is.
Please welcome your host, Wei Fieri and Benicio Del Toro.
Hey, this is Wei Fieri, and I'm rolling out. And I'm here with Benicio Del Toro to announce the winner of the Best Mexican Restaurant. Well, this is something I've never seen before. There are no nominees because Tigre Burrito is in a class of its own. From their breakfast and lunch burritos to their magnificent menuda, your taste buds will be taken down a flavor town.
They're located at 720 Highway 62 in Wolford, Texas, and are open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Make sure to let them know you heard about them on the J.P. Lopez Show.
Man, Eric, it's such a great day here in Angel Grove.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh no, it's Burrito Repulsa and Lord Zedd. They're here to ruin the day with their bad musical taste, and they're sending their monsters to fight us.
Jonathan, you know what we have to do? It's Kipo time!
Graduation.
Weddings.
Quinceañeras.
All parties and events.
Give DJ Kipo a call for all your party needs. He DJs quinceañeras, graduations, weddings, and all the other types of parties. He can be reached at 806-441-0491 or Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
John Eric. Media.
Okay, here we go.
All you ladies, pull your chi-chis out. This is the J.P. Lopez Show. Also, if you're a transgender, pull your pecker out. This is the J.P. Lopez Show.
What is up? Thank you for tuning back into the J.P. Lopez Show. Nobody's mics are muted, right?
Hello.
I don't think so. Hello. I know, right?
Last week, I fucked that up. I completely fucked that up.
And listening to it and seeing it, you were like, JP, the mic. I was like, the mic. And then I thought, this is pretty.
If you watch the YouTube, both Paul and Eric tell me like, hey, I can't hear him. And I'm like, he's good. I can hear him. And his fucking mic was muted.
You're always good.
Yeah, No worries.
Why are you so quiet?
Oh, man. Happy to have y'all back on.
Thanks for the invite, brother.
Yeah. I missed it.
So we're going
to
do some...
I was starting to think I wasn't your friend anymore.
I know. We were in the He-Man woman's hater phase. Yeah. No girls allowed.
For real.
So in the coming year, which is just a few weeks away, I think I'm going to change the whole shit again. Like, I'm going to change my intro.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rid of the commercials and just do reads for... Mm-hmm. For Kipo and Theta and Patriot.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to start, I'll talk about it off air just to...
surprise.
Yeah, not a surprise, but you know, when you tell somebody some shit and it doesn't happen, people are like, they hold you to it.
There
like,
you go.
Yeah.
Remember you say you jerked off in socks?
Oh, God. I say did.
Yeah, an athlete's dick.
I so regret asking that. I'm sorry.
Athlete's dick. That was a good when you brought it up. I was like, man, I never thought about
you
that.
You go to school nurse, like, I got athlete's dick.
Yo, do I got crabs or is it athlete's
Can
dick?
Can y'all spray tenactin on your pecker?
Boom.
They say it's tough acting.
Oh, shit. John Madden. Oh, shit.
Boom. Boom. I forgot about that commercial. Yeah.
Oh, shit. It takes me back to junior high days. Oh, my
God. What the fuck's wrong with you? Hold on, coach. I forgot my spray.
I forgot my tough acting tenactin. Oh, shit. I forgot about that, bro.
So, yeah, this is a Christmas episode, so let's just fucking get to it, man. Favorite Christmas memory? I've asked y'all to think about that. I'll go first. So, of course, growing up in the Catholic Church, midnight mass was the shit. Like, I don't think it's not so much anymore. Do you? Do they still do midnight mass?
Not at our church. Our church, they do like 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Like an 8 p.m.
It was important back then, like... families to get together.
Yeah, man. Yeah. My grandma made sure, even my uncle, Fabian, that was never in the church. My grandma was like, motherfucker, you're going.
Yeah.
And
today you will.
And he went. And I remember having the play every fucking year. My grandma was like, all right, mijo, you're going to be Joseph. Or, mijo, you're going to be a Christmas tree. And like I said, I fucking never told my grandma no. But in my mind, I was like, motherfucker.
Joseph?
I don't want to be shit.
I don't wanna...
Oh, shit. Let me just be a wise man that holds a fucking cane. I don't want no lines.
I just wanted to eat the crackers in the back.
Those are for communion. They're so good. But we said it before the show.
The large cheeps.
I missed the brown bag with the apple and the orange and the peanuts.
Who would have thought?
And what are the walnuts? The big...
Yeah, you never opened.
Yeah, you were like just throwing
it was just a
ground.
Fucking rock.
Yeah.
Throwing it at the girl you had a crush on. I don't like you anyway.
Fuck you, Julie.
Oh, shout out, Julie.
Bitch.
Broke my heart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I still can't get over that, bro. She doesn't respond to me on Facebook no more.
Christmas is a tough time, huh?
Yeah, it's a
Christmas is a touchy subject for me and Julie.
When you bring in brown bags for the beer, I flashback.
You're like,
go put an orange in an apple.
Throw it at this.
It's like, when'd you last talk to her?
Eighth grade.
Fucking bitch.
I'm still working on forgiving. No, she's shout out Julie, man. She's good people. Good people.
Yeah, so she always fucking put me in the play, and then, of course, after the play, the mass, and there was one time I remember we had to walk around, like, the church. I don't remember. I have no idea for what, but I remember it was, like, midnight, and we're walking around the fucking church.
No, you know what it was? Because they go, like, sometimes in our church, they go through the whole reenactment, like, the stopping at the... door getting like, no, you can't come in, go into the next one, and then finally they get invited in and then get in the barn and whatever. So it's probably that.
That's badass because I never knew why the fuck we walked around the
church. Yeah, you know how they go and get denied and then whatever. So
we're just
that's
walking around. One day at a time.
Y'all, the little kids asleep. I want my presents, Grandma.
I'm on my fucking. Play costumes. I was fucking hot, Grandma. Fuck.
Did you ever have to wear a beard? Were you one of the wise men?
I don't remember. I don't. I just remember like wearing the like the get up, but I don't remember
the
if I had wore a.
Yeah.
Except when she volunteered me to be Pancho Claus. Grandma, what the fuck, Grandma?
Does she have a picture?
No. I'm sure. I'm sure, but no one's ever showed me.
Yeah.
Family, if you are out there and you have that picture, I will pay. $50.
We'll put
that's
on
what
the
you
shirt.
Need a tattoo.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, Jay. Oh, see.
Did you hear about that? People are like holding you accountable for that shit. They want to know my numbers and everything. Hey, and then
I don't remember. I was drinking. Yeah, I'm down.
And someone really was like, nah, man. He said a tattoo of my choosing. I was like, golly. I didn't. Yeah.
Well, someone was like, I'll pay for it. And I was like, I'll get the logo. He's like, were you for real? Because me and him went to eat some lunch. And I was like, yeah. I was like, for real, for real. And he's like, for real, for real. I was like, Wait. Let me repeat that. I was drinking that episode, and my heart was in the right place. No. Yeah, for real, dude. I love you so much, man. Just to see you grow up. I'm one of those people. I got my ex-wife's name tattooed on me. The least I could do.
God. No, then I don't want to. I'm
not trying to jinx
the end of a relationship right there.
No, me and her became stronger than ever. Okay. Shout out to
all right,
you.
All right.
No, but
and that's the last time we saw each other.
This will be the last episode.
It's about last week on my memories. I was going to tag you, but I'm busy with work and in and out of town. It's been about a year since you've had me on the show, dude. It was the Northsiders episode popped up.
For real?
Yeah, me, you, and Adam. I was like, dude, that's crazy. So this crazy year, being back in your life, man, has been one of the biggest blessings. And it's gone by so freaking fast, you know, like to think. But yeah, it popped up, and it just brought back all that the memories from that first episode.
That's
and,
badass, yeah, bro.
It's crazy.
I'll drink.
That's the first time I ever used the soundboard for it.
And that's your favorite noise.
Far. Shout out to the year. Hell yeah,
dude,
bro.
So shout out to you, man. You're doing it and doing it well.
Yeah, man. Time just like, not only does it fly by, but now that we're older, everything just like all goes together.
It really does.
And you could be talking about a vacation and it's like four vacations in one. You're like, oh, that was a different year.
Yeah.
That too was a different, like, fuck, I thought it was all the same shit.
It's crazy to think how somebody was talking about, I don't know if I was watching a story on ESPN or something, but they're talking about 2008. And they're like, was that 15 years ago? 16 years ago? Yeah, 15 years ago. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy because you just work and life goes by and enjoy your things.
Well, when I say 30 years, right, you think the 70s.
Right.
Yeah. You don't fucking think 99 in the 90s. Serious, like, what the fuck?
The other day, Oscar was like, dang, from the 90s, you're old. I was like... Hold up.
Hold on.
Yeah, I was hold up.
I don't have athlete's dick, bitch.
At least I know how to use a sock. For real, that's how my youngest is, man. They act like I'm the oldest thing. I mean, in my mind, I still feel like I'm 20-something sometimes. But, yeah, time just goes by, and the more you learn, it's a beautiful thing.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It is nuts to think about how time flies.
Well, I'm happy that it's been a year. I mean,
I'm grateful.
Cool. I know that's cool.
To be honest, if you asked me right now, I would have probably said it's been longer than a year.
That's exactly what I thought, bro. Like, but to see it pop up, I was like, it's crazy. Yeah, it seems like I've been back at home for about 5-10 years, bro.
That's
so
time,
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
So going back to my memory, we walked around the church, and being a kid, like, you just can't fucking wait to go open your gifts. And I had known that I'm getting a big gift. Just in my heart. No one told me. I didn't see shit. I just fucking knew that this is the year I'm getting a big ass gift.
You're gonna get a good gift.
So yeah. We get done with church and then rush over to my grandma's house to open gifts. And my grandma and grandpa got me a 10-speed bike.
Nice.
Which is what I've been wanting for years. I remember my dad gave me his, and his old school, like, you remember those 10 speeds that were like the bars?
Yes.
The bars are like that thin. they were thinner than the monkey bars.
It's all fiberglass.
Like, and I wasn't a big kid, but I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't want this shit.
Is this made in the 20s, Dad?
Like, this is a real 10 speed. I don't want this shit. I want a mountain bike, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
So I said a 10 speed, but it was one of those mountain bikes with the
like
straight handlebars.
I
thought I was the shit, dude. And I remember I couldn't get on it without someone holding it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or off the curb.
And once I got on that bitch, I was gone.
Dude. I can't remember when I first got a bike, but my brothers, you know, I was the baby brother, so I had the training wheels for so long.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I remember when they first took it off, you know, because my parents are divorced and my brothers kind of raised me, so we're on first place there in the hood. There's a little house we lived in, but I remember I can clearly remember going down the street when they took it off, and I was scared shitless. And my brother's like, "You fall, I'm gonna kick your butt." Kick your ass. I was so scared. But when I got it, you know, that's that tough love. But when I got it, dude, you feel like you're, you know.
But that turn was a different story.
No, you stop real quick, skrr, pick it up, turn it around. So I am not falling off that Sunday. Getting your first bike, that's badass, dude. I mean, how old were you? You said about 12?
Man, I couldn't even tell you, bro. I know it was later elementary years.
Okay.
It wasn't junior high yet.
Okay.
I was still in the plays. In junior high, I would have probably been too cool for that shit and thought of ways to get out of it. But like I said,
never ever wanted to do the plays, but never had the courage to tell my grandma no. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, let's do it. And yeah, I miss the fucking brown bag for Christmas that the church gave all the kids, mm-hmm. with the candies that you never knew they sold.
You're like, right?
Where the fuck do they sell these candies?
Those hard ass strawberry candies, yeah. that every grandma had. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Those the little like peppermint taffies with the little shitty ass 3D design in the middle.
It's all melted. Thanks, grandma.
And the walnut that you never opened, that was used as a weapon. Fuck yeah. Before we get into your stories, and I remember another Christmas memory that taught me early in life that going along with the crowd or the masses, that it was full of shit. Because that year, everything that I want, I got, which was the hammer parachute pants. Don't act like y'all didn't fucking want those motherfuckers.
Oh, I had some.
You know what I'm saying? Me too. So I wanted those. I wanted this Sega Genesis, like the Game Boy. I wanted a game for it, and I think it was, might have been Madden, but it was an NFL game.
The Joe Montana.
No, I wouldn't. It was an NFL game, but I don't know if it was Madden. I know for a fact it wasn't Joe Montana. Okay. And then, because I had that game on the regular Sega, mm-hmm. and I can't remember what the third shit was, but I remember getting everything, going home, and like I looked like a fucking clown in those pants. I hated how I looked. And then I remember the game being so fucking hard that I couldn't beat the computer on easy. And I was thinking to myself, this is the shittiest Christmas ever.
It's not how it went in my head, but yeah, for real, bro.
And I thought to myself, like, you're a dumbass for wanting what everybody else wanted, like, not whatever you fucking wanted.
You ungrateful mother.
So, exactly. I mean, when number one, I was ungrateful. Yeah. Yeah. Number two, it did teach me a lesson, like, you know what? Fucking want what you want. Yeah. Like, fuck what everybody else wants. And I remember having, like, cousins that would see me get shit, and then they'd want it. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, man, dude, you don't even know if you like this shit, man, but whatever.
Yeah. I think when you're young, you kind of, not necessarily envy, but you want the nicer things. And you know, I never really got choices, but when my mom would go out for Christmas, man, she would go all out for me and my brothers. And looking back at those memories, dude, I'm like, so I try to go out all out for my girls, but they just get more and more expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, as they've getting older, they're grown women now, and I'm like, dude, they're still expensive. But
I want SB Dunks. Cool, go get SB Jobs.
Exactly. You got money for SB Dunks, for real. Yep. Those were the days, bro.
Back in the day, man, it was so cool and cute that my niece would send me pictures of shit, you know, hints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then now she is expensive as fuck, dude. Her foot's huge.
Oh, yeah.
I can't buy kids' shoes no more. She sends me pictures of shoes like, those are nice, mija. Those are nice.
If you work now and you save up, you might get them by your senior year.
My girls do that, or my kids do that with their deals.
Oh, yeah. You got to, man.
I mean, I get that. Yeah. Because I loved it, but now, fuck, dude.
You never know, Theo might be on your heart to buy me the new Jordans.
Yeah, it might be.
It might be.
You'll be surprised.
Don't count on it.
We're going to be surprised together.
I know this year I was all telling them girls, because I never asked for anything, you know, I never really have, but they're all working now. I said, man, y'all can pitch in and get Dad some Nikes and some Jordans. Go. And I said, man, I want a new Rangers jersey. So I'm hoping this year, Jesus.
He take the shoes out of the box. They're all Jordans.
Jordans?
What the fuck are Jordans?
How'd you know about British Knights, goddamn?
It's got the Jumpman Dunking with two heads. These are Shaqs.
Bro, I had a pair of Shaqs. My dad bought me Shaqs. He was so proud. That's when they first came out. My brothers, we were laughing, but he was proud of it. So anytime he'd come by, I'd wear them for my old man. God rest his soul. But he was so proud of Shaqs.
Shaqs were badass back in the day.
Yeah, well, yeah, but at Cavazos, everybody had the fucking Cortez or the Reeboks, or they had the nice Jordans, and I settled.
You were not happy with Shaqs? Back in junior high?
No, bro. I was even embarrassed back then.
Oh, they traded you.
No shit. The fuck Shaqs, yeah. Mm. Well, not the Reeboks. Reebok Shaqs. I'm talking about when he went to Walmart Shaqs. Okay. Yeah.
My dad.
Okay, yeah, my bad. I'm not talking about Reebok.
My bad.
I wanted those so bad, bro.
Now I get you.
Yeah, now you're all, now I feel.
Now I wouldn't have traded with you.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed for you, bro.
I would have clowned you with the best of them.
Dude, he bought it. They had the zipper, bro. And then, by like the second day, that motherfucker got stuck and didn't work.
I was talking to Ramos today, man, and we were just shooting the shit, going back and forth, and he was saying how someone told him, like, you know, you got a huge heart and you're fucking a lovable person, but you're such an asshole. He was like, that's all of us, bro.
I was going to say, you guys, all you guys are.
We're all thank you.
All you guys have hearts, but.
You're welcome.
That's what I told him. I said, he should have took a bow and said, thank you. Uh-huh.
And I'm learning to be an asshole again. I couldn't thank y'all enough.
I always tell y'all, man, with friends like me, y'all don't need enemies.
I know. Freddie.
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Alfredo.
Oh, Alfredo. I know. Alfredo. Shout out, Alfredo. I got to do some work for him. He's like, he hit me up. He's like, he needs some cleanup. I said, man, let me.
Everyone brings up that episode, man. Everyone's like, man, y'all dogged him. I was like, hey, man, with friends like us.
Who needs enemies?
Watching the YouTube. His face was like, damn, he wasn't prepared for it at all.
I would have been like, fuck you, I'm out.
Took it back to junior high days, man.
Well, like Mike Glendine was like, he was saying he was the rock, that Rocky's like, throw in the fucking towel.
Shout out Mike, man. Kipo. Oh, yeah, Kipo's good people, man.
He's good people.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. Dude. That's my
shout
my
out to
he
him.
Really is. Yeah. He hooks us up all the time for our band banquet because I'm a band mom.
Yeah,
he did it last year and then he's gonna do it again this year. He's fucking badass. Dope, yeah. Even the kids, we got feedback and the kids were like, we like that.
That's
DJ.
Good. That's
does he
good.
Do this?
I'll drink to that.
But DJ not only badass. Saying that because he's our sponsor or my sponsor, he's a bad motherfucker, right?
No, he's like, good.
I've heard nothing but
very
good.
He's fucking tight, man. Yeah. He keeps the party going.
Yes.
I can't stress how going to a wedding, a quinceanera, or anything, and like the dance floor is empty, it's already bunk when you walk in. You're like, what the fuck is this? Not with him, dude.
It keeps it going. And I've heard from y'all, but somebody recently had told me that they, you know, oh yeah, we hired him for something. And I was like, oh yeah, from what I hear is great stuff. So if we do have Mika, I was telling off air, we were thinking about maybe having like just a barbecue, a family thing where family like y'all.
Yeah,
come
he
together.
Does everything, bro. So he does orgies, swingers parties.
Orgies.
Holler at me if you need an assistant, Kipo. I'll shine the lights. Yeah. I'll go crazy with the flashlights.
I'll just stand there. Oh my God, bro.
There's a fat guy staring at us flashing lights.
Are you having a good time? Oh my God.
Jeez. Hit the sound horns, Kipo. Hit the horn.
I would pay for the quinceañera to see that.
Oh, the first penetration. God damn. Anyways, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
Oh my God. Oh. I love it.
We love you, DJ Kipo. We love you. So I had thought about it and we'd always gather at my grandma's house. My grandma and grandpa used to live in Levelland, and they both passed, so RIP. We miss them. But we would go to my grandma's house, like all of us. My aunt from Wyoming, when she used to live in Wyoming, she would come. Indiana, like everybody would show up at my grandma's house. We'd have a big thing, do presents, and it's like, you know, that's just a good memory. My grandma was like the rock of the family. And, you know, when somebody passes, that's the rock, it kind of dies away, so we miss that. But so that's great memories. Every Christmas we'd go to my grandma's, and I have cousins that are like my age, so I mean we'd run around the neighborhood because Levelland ain't big. Like there used to be an abandoned warehouse right across the street, so we'd go play in there and like just have a good time, dude. It was so fun. And gift wise, like of course you ask for things and you always get them, like and anything. Yeah. But I remember one Christmas, I was dying for a Barbie house, a huge Barbie house, not just a little one, like a huge, huge Barbie house. And I got it.
The one that took your whole body to carry.
Yeah. That had rooms and stairs and the whole, I remember getting that. That was my most favorite Christmas, was like getting that Barbie house.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
You didn't get home and say, where's fucking Christmas at?
No, I wasn't ungrateful. I was very grateful.
And your MC Hammer pants. Can't touch this.
Your dad didn't put it together for like 2 weeks.
But I do remember having to put the stickers on it. Those things don't come with the stickers. You had to like put all the stickers on there. It was kind of fun, but
they were sold separately.
No, not sold.
They came with it.
Yeah, it was like a big page. Yeah, it was like a big page, and you had to like peel them off and put them on the windows or the fake beds on the wall.
On the floor. My cousin, I remember.
Yeah.
How shitty was that, though? Yeah, the toy you always wanted that didn't come with batteries.
Yeah. And our parents read that shit.
Yeah. The stores are closed until Monday, so we're not getting batteries till Monday.
Fuck!
I hate Christmas, Dad.
For real, dude. The remote ain't got no batteries and shit. You're on plane.
That would suck. But I think that was my most favorite is getting together at my grandma's always. Even and not even just Christmas, like all just holidays.
What was the food like?
I mean, my memorable, tias and my mom could throw it down. That's where I learned to cook. My grandma taught me a lot.
For real?
Oh yeah, my grandma was one of my
few regrets is never learning my grandma's recipes.
Yeah. And when she passed away, afterwards we went to her house because my grandpa was kind of sick and not doing well by himself, whatever. But we went through their house and was like, you know, if anybody can take this, I'll take it. And actually, I think it was when my grandpa passed away because he didn't want us to touch anything. Like my grandma was the shit, dude. When she passed away, my grandpa didn't change anything, didn't get rid of her clothes. Nothing was moved.
Damn.
Nothing.
Your grandma went first?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's so crazy. So crazy. And like we were so worried about my grandpa. And actually, I used to take care of him. I used to drive to Loveland and cook for him in the evenings and take care of him, bring him banduce. And yeah,
my those are memories you'll hold on forever. Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, he was my dog. Yeah. He told the most dirtiest jokes. I was like,
you're like, oh,
grandpa. He's
home.
Like, I'm sorry, yeah.
That's
I'm
why
sorry.
We hit it off.
I'm sorry.
You're like, I like this guy. He reminds me of my grandpa.
I would come home. I would go and take care of him, and I would come home and tell D. I was like, you want to hear this joke that my grandpa told? He's like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Because he knew they were dirty jokes.
That's badass, man.
No, my grandpa was a G. He was pretty cool. But even to where, I was fixing their bed one day, and when my grandma was sick one time, she was going to bed. She took a cough drop off out of her mouth and put it, like, on her headrest or whatever. It was still there.
Still there.
He didn't touch a thing.
Wow. I think, you know what? That's not gross to your grandpa.
No.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably do the same shit. Mm-hmm. I would.
Everything. Her drawers, her lotion. She used to use this Jergens cherry. What's called cherry
almond.
Something?
Almond. Yeah. Almond cherry. I can smell it right now.
Yes. And that, I mean.
Oh. You'll never forget that smell.
No.
Yeah.
And I actually get that lotion.
Because of
that. And it don't smell quite the same,
no.
Huh? Yeah. Old, whatever the fuck they did, the old shit was the best shit.
It made me think of my grandma. That's awesome.
Right? Yeah, that's like, No, I still use it.
I think they went to all the Guadalupana meetings and said, we're going to all use Jergens almond cherry.
And Red Door, the perfume.
And Aquanet. And our husbands will use the old Avon cologne with the wooden knob.
Oh, dude. That's exactly how my grandparents were.
Your grandpa, like, barely passed, like...
Right after COVID.
Yeah,
because
I remember you would do a bunch of stuff still for your grandpa. Oh,
yeah, wow. So
you had him. Oh wow.
So COVID got him, but
my grandma died first, and my mom's parents and my grandpa kept everything the same.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was sick, he was like, "I'd be damned if she goes into a house like she's gonna stay in her own house."
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Wow,
it's rare because the man always dies first.
Yeah, and he actually had. You know, he wasn't sick, but there was medical issues. Yeah, she didn't nothing. Like my grandma, we thought she was healthy as a horse.
Could be,
And an aneurysm took her, but
I might be speaking out of turn, but your family from Indiana, they're white people, right?
Mm, no, everybody's Mexican.
Oh, I thought they were white.
Mm-mm, no,
I'm the half honky.
I mean, they.
No, but I seen them at Gabby's wedding, and I thought they were white.
They act white.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
My bad.
No, everybody's Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I was going to ask.
They did bring friends. Now that you talk about that, they did bring some friends from here or from Midland that they knew.
Oh, I thought they were those
my
were
aunt,
family.
No, my aunt used to live here when my uncle was in the oil field. And so they became friends with some people out of Midland. And so that's who was here. Yeah. They were all together.
That's what I was going to ask. Like you had a mixed family.
Yeah.
No, but you did it.
No, not that I know of. They were friends. The people that you're talking about were friends of the family.
Yeah, Christmas was a fucking awesome time, man. Like,
did y'all get together at your grandma's?
Mm-hmm.
That was a place.
Here's the deal, and my dad would be so pissed. But all week, you know, as soon as school's out, grandpa, come pick me up.
And this is your dad's parents?
My mom's your parents. Mom's. Oh, yeah. They lived in shallow water. So fucking go straight from like Friday afternoon straight with my backpack full of fucking clothes, mm-hmm. full of chones, and go to shallow water. Well, then Christmas came around and I was like, fuck, I got to go home to go to my dad's side mm-hmm. of oh, yeah. the Christmas,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I would legit make sure, like, dad, you for sure you're going to bring me back after we go over there? And he's like, yes, yes. I'm like, because I'm not going to go if you're not going to bring me back. And then he's like, yes. So
he's like, grandma said I had to come back. Yeah.
This is so my home, dad. We yeah. fucking go to my dad's family for Christmas. And, I mean, I'm not knocking my dad's family, but, yeah, yeah. you know, we would chill there. And
but
I've noticed.
Your favorite side.
I would notice it's getting kind of late. If I can go to my dad's here. Hey, you're still going to take me? Get the fuck out of here. Like, my dad be pissed. Like, get the fuck out of here. Go play. I was like, fuck. All right. And then, so we fucking time to leave. And I was like, hey, who's taking me to shallow water?
Don't call it your grandma. Yeah. Grandma, they're not going to take me. Meet me.
I probably told this story once. Maybe I haven't. But we never go to the movies. Mm. I grew up not ever going to the movies. Like, we had to wait till it was on VHS to watch the fucking movie.
Literally, yeah.
Well, my cousin, and he's my second cousin because his mom was my first cousin. She takes him and me to the movies, and it's a Saturday night, and I don't watch wrestling without my grandma. And remember when wrestling came on Saturday nights?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
So I'm like, what time is the movie over? And she's like, fuck, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I need to fucking know what time the movie's over. And still nothing, so I don't have a watch back in the day. Yeah. So halfway through the movie, I fucking was like, I'm going to go call my grandma. I call my grandma. And it's, what was that movies, the theater that's where Market Street on 19th and Quaker is?
Winchester Twin? Yes. Was it Winchester?
No, that's 50th Street, I think, right?
You're talking about on the Quaker? Yeah, that's
50th Street had the Winchester Twin with the windmill, right?
Yes.
And 50th in Indiana? I know 19th and Quaker was another. Yeah, I don't remember what, but that's the theater, right?
The one with the weird shape.
Yeah, it was kind of a catty corner. It's where that lake is. Now. Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember.
So that was it, right? Yeah. So I fucking borrow a quarter or whatever, and I go call my grandma, and I was like, I have no idea what time this fucking movie's over. It doesn't seem like it's gonna end soon, but you need to come pick me up.
Get me?
She's like, okay, where you at? I was like, I'm over here. And so I run back into the movie and I tell my cousin, I was like, hey, my grandma's coming and I'm going to go wait for her outside. And I could just see the anger in her fucking face like, you motherfucker.
Y'all, fuck this movie.
So I wait for my grandma outside. I was like, let's go watch wrestling. It was probably like 7.
But still. That's badass, bro. You're like, you had your grandma's priorities. That's what's happening. Yeah, you're out there, fuck you, my grandma's going to be outside. Thank you for inviting me.
Shout out to my cousin Ruth and my cousin Joe.
Sorry.
You remember Joe Jr.?
Say sorry now.
Joe,
I'm sorry.
You remember Joe Jr.? Joe Perez? Mm. It was him and his mom. Oh. She took us to the movies.
I forgot about that, y'all. I was like,
fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, my grandma's waiting outside. I got to go.
No, I told her. It's like, I'm going to wait for you outside. She's like, okay.
Hulk Hogan's on TV tonight.
Thomas's friend's going to be on tonight. He's featured.
Oh, I saw a picture online, bro, and it's like, not here, but it's Hulk Hogan, the great Muda, and somebody else. And I was gonna Photoshop me in there. But I promise you,
I saw this motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
What was the spread like at your grandma's?
Everything.
Was it turkey?
No. I was thinking yes, but no. We would get there together for Thanksgiving. That's when we had turkey. Okay. What was it?
Tamales for sure.
But I don't remember. I don't remember if we did have turkey or if like my aunts and my mom and my grandma just threw down and just made
stuff. We had turkey for Christmas. Did and you? I never understood it. I was like, why the fuck we have turkey again? Mm-hmm. Of course we had menudo and tamales, mm-hmm. but my grandma still made turkey.
I don't remember, honestly. I don't remember if we had turkey or something else.
Yeah. Turkey. But. Turkey, mm-hmm. enchiladas, all of the above. Mm-hmm,
but my grandma would make the best desserts. Speaking of that, so what I was saying about that. So she had this recipe. She always had recipes. And sometimes she would, like, do it herself. Like, she would make something and then be like, all right, this is my recipe. So, excuse excuse me, when my grandpa passed away, we got to go through the house and be like, okay, you know, take this, take this, take this. I was dead set for that recipe book.
Damn.
Dead set. Like, yeah. and it's, I say recipe book. She had some too, but she had a box, like a little card box.
Yeah, card catalog. Had, mm-hmm,
oh, yeah. That had all her recipes on there. I got it.
Thank God for that.
Did you have to fight for it?
A little bit. Like, one of my aunts was like, oh, I was going to take that. I'm like, nope, got it.
Yeah. You know they make copies, right?
And she made, my grandma made the bombest lemon meringue pie. The bomb. Really? You don't like lemon meringue pie? She has the, and I got the recipe. I got all her recipes.
I wish I would have learned from my granny. She, the white lady.
Not to knock, because that's your shit.
Yeah.
My least favorite dessert, period. Period. Is key lime pie and lemon meringue pie.
Really?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, like, I just don't fuck with it. And like, people are like, oh, it's so good. And then I see it like, fuck, no, I don't want that shit. Get that out of my face. Oh, and another thing, and I forgot, my grandma's capirota, I ate everything. My grandma would make that shit. I'm like, nope, I don't want none of that shit.
Yeah, that's not my favorite. I'll eat a little piece, but it's not my favorite.
With the raisins and
That's not my favorite.
Nope.
Yeah.
I love you, grandma, but no.
Yeah.
I'd rather have something else, grandma. Give me those grape nuts.
Hey, grape nuts are good.
Man, hearing y'all talk about it, you know, I was lucky to have best of both worlds. My mom being on my white side, we would go spend every Christmas. We'd go to her house first, my granny. Mm-hmm. So we'd get there early in the morning, and my granny had her thing. She'd make homemade pies. It was never like store bought. And when you're talking about the pie, I wish I would have learned, because I was always in the kitchen with her, always offering to help her out. But every year she'd make her homemade, you know, the lemon meringue pie. Mm-hmm. She'd make like a chocolate pudding pie, almost like that, mm-hmm, and a cherry pie. They would never last.
With that meringue on the chocolate?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just vividly remember that, you know, just walking into her house, and she'd always tell me, you know, I got the pies ready, and you'd see like three of each, you know, pecan. She'd hold them up, put them on her washer and dryer, and I'd always go check to see what she had, because she would always let me and my mom and my brothers take it all, the leftovers.
Oh, wow.
Because we had family come in from North, my Uncle Red.
When y'all went to her house, did you and your brothers have a section of the house since she was a racist?
Well, I'll push it aside. My cousins, bro. On some of the
Thomas,
episodes.
You and your brother sit over there. No,
remember, we broke racism. We ended it for her. Shout out to my brother. No, my uncles would come from, they would put on Telemundo.
That's the colored side.
Y'all drink out of that water fountain. Y'all's bathroom is over.
Y'all's bathroom is outside.
We had to eat after everybody else ate. We were the help first, and then we got to eat. No, shout out to my uncle. They always treated us right, man. They would tease us.
It was too easy.
No, because
I had to jam it.
Some of my cousins listened to it, and like when they first, they would just laugh. They'd be like, you know, because they would tease us. My uncle would put on Telemundo for us. We were a kid. We didn't know Spanish, but he'd be like, you want to watch your Mexican football? And we'd sit. So we were cool shit, bro. He would call us his beaner nephews.
Oh, my God.
And of course, God rest my Uncle Butch, man. He was the...
It was all love, though.
Oh, bro. He was the most countryest of countryest people. But when I was married, my grandmother passed away, and they're from Bonham, Texas. So we go to East Texas, and we're going to bury her. And my uncle tells my ex-wife, he's like, are you sure you want to be with this Mexican? He's going to keep you pregnant and barefooted the rest of your life. And I was like, this my ex-wife was all like, she didn't know how to take that. I was like, oh, that's my Uncle Butch. He's good shit.
And I'll be damned if he wasn't lying.
He was. That's why she left me after three. She was like, this motherfucker's trying to keep me pregnant all day. But no, but I had the best of both worlds, man. I get to go.
Some fucking sneakers, Thomas. some Birkenstocks or some shit.
Chocolate.
Shout out to the ex. She put up with a lot. But I had the best of both worlds, man. I'd go eat, you know, early in the morning. We get to my granny's house on especially Christmas. And we had my uncles moved up to North Carolina. Shout out to my Uncle Red and then my uncle from Amarillo. So I got to be with all my white side of the family. And down the street from where you grew up in.
Yeah.
You were on Auburn?
Your grandma was on Auburn.
Auburn, right. Yeah. So. But yeah, we'd get there and next to the house after her sister had moved away, and they sold the house as an empty lot. So we'd play our football there with some of the neighborhood kids. So we had the white side, and then down the street we had the Carizales. There was a couple other families, but we'd get together and we'd do our football. But after that, we'd head over to the Hub Homes side for my dad's side. And the Mexican side of the families, I was, you know, every, you know, I was close to both sides, but when you go over there, it's like all your aunts, uncles, cousins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For,
and Hub Homes was kind of a place where everybody got together. And you, so I would eat all fucking morning till lunchtime at my granny's, and then we go play football and go eat at my grandma's all night. And you'd have tamales and pozole and what's the chicken with the cinnamon stuff? What do y'all call that?
Chicken with the cinnamon?
Yeah, but is it? Not pozole. What's
not
that?
Mole, right?
Mole.
Mole.
Yeah, ain't that, yeah, mole.
It's chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Well, it was always chocolate simony to me, and I couldn't stand that shit.
Wait, so, say that again.
Chocolate simony.
No.
Simony. What?
Cinnamony.
Simonini. Simonini.
Oh, good Lord. Simonini. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But so I'll drink it. So I'd always ask my grandma to make me chicken on the side. I was a spoiled ass. On both
you
sides.
Didn't like mole?
I didn't, bro.
Damn.
I was supposed to. I wish I can cook mole. I wish I could make mole.
Well, I used to call Georgie every day. Yeah. And when he said, mom's making mole, boom. See you later, Dad.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason I stopped eating, because somebody made it like, it tastes like fucking cinnamon. And I just wasn't, my grandma made it. It tastes like, you know, Mexican. Mm. The gravy was not as thick and dark.
That's
I guess,
crazy.
Was yeah. So I really, that was kind of the one Mexican food. I just eat the shit out of some menudo, but yeah, mole.
Just mole and fuck with.
It wasn't my
You mom. Said something that like struck a fucking huge memory. Like Christmas was the fucking Super Bowl for football. Yep. Like all your out of shape deals, all your older cousins.
For real, bro.
It was all, and one by one, play by play, they each tapped out and sat out.
Seriously.
And that was the best fucking football game ever. Until the next year. And, yeah.
And you look forward to that. You know what I mean? Even as we got older, some of the homeboys would get together. We're going to do a turkey bowl. But when it was the uncles, my dad and all of them would get together, bro. And when I told you before, I had all nine of my aunts and uncles, including my dad, they're all gone. So to think of the memory on Christmas, they would get together, my dad playing linebacker, my Theo Tony playing, you know, quarterback, and all my uncles playing, us kids getting fucked up. But we just knew that we're going to go eat after this, and my uncles are going to drink. But, man, I long for those days because they'd stay up till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock just laughing, you know. And, you know, when I really think about how they're all gone, I try to be that with my brothers and sisters because there's so much of them. But I think you said something about when grandma's passed away, things do kind of crumble and everybody goes to do their own thing.
Yeah.
But what I've learned, as long as you're creating those memories with your kids, we're starting those seeds of, because one day our kids are going to be parents, you know what I mean? So, and we got to be the grandparents to our grandkids and create those memories that you've had for a lifetime. And right. So that's what I try to teach my girls, because my mom's, it's a little different. They love their mom, their grandma and their granny. They take care of her, but it's not like how we grew up where like grandmas are like our moms.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know? For sure.
So it's a little bit different, but I still love the holidays, man. That's my time.
I remember, you know, my uncle showed me the way on how to be a proper asshole. And I remember them being like, go long. And I'm fucking like, there's no way you could throw it this far. And I'm hauling ass. But and then they barely throw like a 5-yard pass to my cousin. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Oh, I don't know if you remember my cousin Debo that had that baby on.
Oh, yeah.
And my fucker would tell me and Sonia, his sister, to go run, and he would throw it at the back of her head. And every fucking time, my fat ass would just take off, and boom, they called me Lily when I was there. Lily, go running. I'd take off, and boom, hit me in the head every damn time.
That's what I'm saying, man. Oh, they showed me the way on how to be a proper asshole.
But it's because they love you. And, like, I get it. Now I understand. It's like, if they kind of hate me and pushed you to the side, you're like, these motherfuckers don't like me, you know?
When someone's fuck you, man.
When someone's an asshole to you, there's love behind that asshole.
Another memory that I have, now that you're talking about football, which our family would play cards. They would play poker and Red Dog. Like, that was our thing. Mm-hmm.
That's
awesome.
Us kids
would be, like, running around in the living room and outside or whatever, but all the family would sit at my grandma's table and play poker, cards.
And the kids could play, too, or no?
It depends on how old you were. If you were, like, a teenager and, like, understood, yes, you could. But
But they weren't going to explain the game to you.
No, my uncles
play with your toy,
you ain't
got no batteries.
Yeah, my uncles were ruthless. And it was for money. Like, if you didn't have money to get in, you couldn't play. Right. And if you did, and you lost
no.
Sorry about you. Yeah. They're ruthless.
Now my tío's fighting my other tío. Yeah. We got two openings.
Overlooked loteria and shit.
Hey, we got two openings.
Yeah, but my family would play cards. And it's so sad now that I think about it that we were closer to my mom's side of the family than we were my dad's. It was just a different dynamic. Like, we would go over there and visit and whatever, but And we were real close to my dad's side of the family.
It's kind of sad that you say that, you know, that grandma and grandpa were the glue, because it's true, man. Like, those times we're not going to get back, but also trying to recreate that, man, you know, people got lives and people got shit going on every weekend. Well, I can't do it that weekend. And I'm like, what's the point, you know? But you still got to try to get the family together.
And, but then think about what it was. What's your grandma and grandpa and Theo's, what they may have had to sacrifice to go spend some time. Because when we're kids, we just knew that Theo and Thea's always going to be there. And we didn't realize it. Sometimes they had work. Sometimes they had homeboys maybe doing something. But they all, it was that sense of like, okay, my family's, it's family first.
Yeah.
And we talk about family first a lot, you know, nowadays in the society. But it's like what's important to me first. Like my family, I had, like I've told you before, gay uncles. My grandpa wasn't the fondest of hearing you. What? Yeah,
gay uncles?
What?
You've used that button more this episode than the whole time.
Take this away.
I just learned where that button's
going. What, bro? But from the stories I heard, that, you know, he wasn't the happiest about it at first. But at the same time, he's like, you're my fucking family. So they still, you know, they always got together. And
I got to I got to take time out of my day to go fucking make fun, be made fun of over here.
Oh, there's a story. So my gay uncle, Frankie, he passed away maybe 21 years old, AIDS, leukemia, shit like that. Beautiful soul. But when he was young, he first would start dancing. He came out to my, you know, I was a kid, didn't know this. You hear the stories passed down. Well, he comes out to my grandpa, you know, my grandpa didn't like it at first. But he tells him, you know, you're still my son, you know, I love you, whatever this house is. So one day they're drinking, right? And he has one of his compadres come by and they're getting fucked up. And my uncle gets off of work and my grandpa introduces him, this is my son Frankie, and blah, blah, blah. And he introduces himself. And so he goes and gets dressed. So they're still getting drunk outside all night. Well, my uncle dressed drag and would go dance on the weekends back in the day. So he comes out of the room and he's leaving, and they said that he's like, "Chewy, you know, you didn't introduce me to your daughter, and she's beautiful." And they said my grandpa was just telling me Spanish, like, "But you met him, and he's like, "No," and you know, he's drunk dude, and gets up and he tries. And my uncle Frankie, he's like, "My name's Frankie," and that dude, they said, that was a story. But so my uncle, yeah, he scared the fuck out of him. Oh my god. So he met my uncle and my tia.
They were twins, right?
They were twins. Yeah. He fell in love, though, from what my other uncles were telling me. That he got up. He's like, "Chewy, you know, you didn't introduce me to your daughter." Like, "Oh, you met him this way." And my uncle with his deep voice. But yeah, family was always important, you know, no matter what. Like, so back then, you know, it was highly frowned upon. But no matter what, that was family. So, man, you'd get there and to hear how y'all were closer to one side, I almost feel bad because I didn't know any better because I was just spoiled by my granny and by my abuelita. My grandma's side, that's my mom. My abuelita was, you know, I slapped my mom as a kid, they say, like a 2-3-year-old just because I wanted to stay with my grandma. But I was blessed, man. I'd go to my granny's and she loved my – she never talked bad about my dad through divorce. And she would always check on, you know, how's your Ama Pauline doing and how's your grandpa Jesse?
Yeah.
So then I would go tell my grandma and grandpa, you know, my granny told me to check on you.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
So and I was lucky. You know, I was blessed to have – like I could stay anywhere I wanted. You know, like I could stay at my granny's house. I could stay at my abuelita's house. And through the divorce, man, they always took care of my mom. Mm. So for me to this day, Christmas and Thanksgiving are like – some of the most important times in my life because it's about family. And
do they get? Do both sides of family get together?
Yeah, sometimes my granny would go because she was an old country lady. She'd go pick up my mom or me from my grandma's house, and my parents would invite her, and she would always ask my abuelita to give her rice, make her rice, and got an guisada because they're country. They didn't get that. So in turn, sometimes my granny would, they had vineyard in the back, like grapes and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
shit.
So they would pick shit out and they would take it. They were good to each other, bro. Like in my parents' divorce, that's what taught me. Like you can be civil with each other because my grandparents, like they were. So I was, you know, Christmas times were always good, and if they had a little something like extra food, they would send me. Being the baby, I was like that connection to take it to my granny's house, and so it was grateful, man. And she really was racist. Like even my mom would tell you, she like that's how they grew up. You know, they didn't know any better. And I the first episode, man, when he brought that up, because I had to tell people
I used to stay outside.
I'd come back eating ice cream.
You had to go to the back door.
My grandma said, if you want water, drink the water hose. Okay. I'm just waiting for my friend so we can go swimming.
Oh, Jeffy's all at the screen door.
Can you tell him to hurry up and eat that ham sandwich so we can go?
He's
all I'm all like this through the screen window.
Oh, shit. Man, poor JP.
But it just kind of made me think about it. Now, like you were saying about making our own traditions and stuff, mm-hmm. we're so blessed. Like, my kids are so blessed to have both grandparents involved. Amen. At the same time, Amen. Like when we have family gatherings, it's all of us. Amen. My parents, my mom's husband, my dad, like his mom, that's everybody awesome. Comes together.
That's
and
badass,
it's always,
man.
It's been like that. It's always been like that since we've been together. So, and I guess we make it a point because of how I grew up. Like yeah. both sides were yeah. separated. Yeah. We'd go to grandma's house and we had to go to other grandma's yeah. house. Yeah. So it's like that. And then he didn't really know his grandparents on his mom's side.
Okay.
Yeah. So we made it a point to be like, if we're going to beat it, you know, have a family gathering, it's going to be both sides yeah. of the family.
That's crazy because I noticed that dynamic when me and Eric started like hanging out big time. Cause I'd go to Eric's house and it would be your yeah. family too, mm-hmm. along
that's, but yeah.
there at the barbecue.
I love seeing that. Like even to this day, me Thanksgiving, I took my mom to my ex-in-laws and I've been lucky to have, because they love the shit out of my mom and vice versa. You know, even mm-hmm. through the crap that me and my ex-wife went through, they were always just, like, concerned with my mom. My mom started having strokes, man. They were like, anything we can do. Well, now they're getting older. My ex-in-law, I say ex, but they're still my in-laws. Was it congestive heart failure? Stuff mm-hmm. like that, but they're still kicking and asking how my mom's doing. So I've been blessing. My girls, I hope they see that. You know, yeah. I tell them that, you know, that doesn't happen a lot. You know, no, a lot of families yeah. don't. Like each other like that, but I've been blessed, man. Through the torment, and so I've tried to bring families closer and, you know, put a smile on the face. But yeah, starting those traditions, man, keeping it with your yeah. kids, and they'll have their friends that come over, and then your yeah. son-in-laws and stuff, and then you'll create, and then you'll start remembering, like, oh, I'm just like my grandma.
Yeah.
And it sucks that sometimes we have to lose our grandparents to see that, but shout out to the ones that still have theirs
yeah, absolutely.
That hold the families together.
Yeah, my dad's mom, excuse me, she passed away like. Before I went to school, she had Alzheimer's and passed away. And then her husband, my grandpa, just was back and forth between here and Mexico.
Yeah. So you didn't really have time.
I mean, I really didn't know him, period. Yeah. He would stop by and, of course, give me money. I remember him, like, specifically just giving me money. But that was, like, you know, like, little kid, hey, here's yeah. a daughter
yeah.
type
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember much about him. And from what my mom says, like, he was pretty tough on my dad, so that relationship was kind of rocky yeah. to begin with. Yeah. So I don't remember his parents, but my grandparents that I always speak of
yeah.
will be my mom's parents. Yeah.
They were awesome, too. Yeah. Just a few times.
I mean, you went several times, and, like, their house was like, hey, have whatever the fuck we have is yours.
Literally, you know what I mean? That's yeah. I remember one time when you were like, hey, because I was going to spend the night, and you're like, but I'm going to go to my grandparents. You can go if you want to. And I was like, do you mind? Yeah. You're like, are you sure? And I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Because I want to say that's one of the first episodes I came on, we talked about one of your favorite meals. And I was like, I think that's what she cooked that night. Because we stood there all night, because that's when I got real close with Enos and Johnny and them. And, you know, anytime you bring up your uncles, dude, I miss Enos, dude. That's my dude, bro.
Yeah, like, shout out my Uncle Enos, my Uncle Johnny, my Uncle Fabian.
I wish people
had my Aunt Sylvia, man.
They're amazing people, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to kick it with them for Christmas. I don't know, man. This year might be the first Christmas that you celebrate without a close loved one.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard. I've been there. And I know the ball of emotion of you wanting to just cry, fight, scream, kick. I wish I could lie and say that it gets better, but it don't. Yeah. Just the miss that you have for them, like just missing them, just never goes away. And especially doesn't ever get old if you have that loved one that died before their time,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And I feel for you. I do. I feel for you if you're one of those people, man. But that's not at all an excuse to not
get out there and kick it with the family. That, yeah, that's still yes. there.
That should be, if anything, that should be motivation. Let that be a fire to, the way I look at it is we talk about our grandmas and stuff, and I tell you how much, I can't wait to see them again. You yeah. know, like I always think, my, when you talk about the grandma's kitchen or smell, like, man, I pray when I, my body, my soul goes to heaven that I recognize a smell, whether it's my grandma's cooking or just her house and stuff. And yeah, I pray that, like you said, I pray that you find peace, whoever it may be. You lose somebody, it's not, just hold on to the hope that you know, you'll see them again, maybe not in a physical form, but you know,
give that gift of forgiving.
Yes.
Yeah. Just forgive whoever you've got a grudge for, and fucking have a great Christmas this year, man, because you deserve it. We all deserve it, man. Yeah. It's
that's so sad.
It is sad.
That's so sad, because I was just thinking about that, because, you know, there's even not just passed away, but family that you've kind of lost touch with, and yeah. close family.
Yeah.
Close family, immediate family that you've lost touch with that is yeah. not around, or you don't hang out anymore because of stupid stuff or whatever.
It's real stupid stuff.
It's really stupid yeah. stuff. So I've been thinking about that too, and I just thought about that the other day. Like, yeah. I need to call a few people to, sorry.
Yeah. Let me call them if you can.
Yeah.
I'll hit them.
What's up? This is JP on the hotline. Want to let you know the gift of forgiveness is yours. Coming to you from Melissa Viaria.
To get the togetherness again, because it's so sad yeah. why sometimes that you just fall apart. You're like, really?
And I think sometimes we don't admit it, but we got to forgive ourselves.
True.
I know I've hated and been bitter for a long time. And then once I realized I have to forgive myself for going against everything I knew. Mm-hmm. And I think forgiving is hard sometimes. You got to forgive those that have hurt you, but forgive yourself for allowing yourself to hold on to it for so mm-hmm. long. And that's something I'm struggling with to this day. But you surround yourself with people that really do give a damn about you and don't just say it, or don't just only give you something when times are tough, but someone that gives you, motivates you, gives you, you know, shit when, just to show that they love you. But yeah, forgive those that, you know, family, because, yeah, it sucks when you see so many families just broken apart. You know,
family
I mean?
Needs to show up for each other, man.
For real, brother.
For real.
Let like, that shit go,
for
man.
For real, man. And, like, I don't know. There's an enemy that's against the family right now.
Oh, without a doubt, brother.
And it's everywhere. Universe, man. And we have to fight to keep the family together, man, because this is all we got. Mm-hmm. It's all we got, and I can't just say that enough.
Not just that, like, there's family that are getting old, and when they don't come around, and, you know, don't come to the funeral if you're not around.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is my thing, like,
yeah.
And that's everybody's fault. Like,
love just, me while I'm here, you know, and make yes. that effort. And we live in a day and age where we can text people. You know, imagine.
Yeah.
I get it. Some it's harder for us, but
and then they call you.
Yeah.
You're a motherfucker.
So I'm driving. You. I'm driving. I'm on work.
God dang it. Yeah, I just texted you. Fuck.
I don't want to talk to you. But yeah, I think, man, if more families could just say, hey, let me, you know, do it for your grandma. Do it for your grandpa. Yeah. Do it for your, if there's a Theo or Theo, someone that meant the world to you.
Yeah. And it's probably just petty shit. It's probably stuff that you're like, really? We were mad over that.
But that's
or
what
you're
I,
holding a grudge over that.
Yeah, and I'm victim of that too. Or,
yeah, no, absolutely.
Where I remember holding on to something that once I finally got through my stuff, I'm like, bro, you, mas puto. I realized it was yeah. me too. You
when
know,
it's all settled, the dust has all settled, and you are on your deathbed, there's no fucking doubt in my mind that you think of all the wrong shit that you did
yeah.
and all the grudges that you hold, and you're like, what for what?
Yeah.
What was that for?
Yep. For real, brother.
For real, man. Without saying too much, there's a story that this person treated another person like shit their whole life. The person is finally on their deathbed, and they're asking for forgiveness. That tells me enough that you mm-hmm. purposely treated them like shit, mm-hmm. and now you regret it because mm-hmm. you're on your fucking deathbed mm-hmm. and you're asking for forgiveness.
That's that selfishness that was there the whole time.
Yeah.
That's one thing I respect my dad. He didn't try that. You know, he knew that he screwed up. I think he was trying to make amends for his screw-ups while he knew he was the last couple of years of his life. And that's one thing I respected for him. He didn't wait till the last moment. He knew that he could have been better, but he didn't put the pressure on me, but that's when he's like, you be better than me. You take care of your kids. He's like, but watch out for your brothers and sisters. And I've done that from day one. Yeah. And I think that's what's brought us closer. All 12, 15 of us got damn kids. Yeah. I'm still afraid to date here in a little bit because I might have a damn sister that I don't know about. But no, I'm grateful, you know.
I need that DNA first. I need that. Do you got a 23andMe?
Let me see it. Pull it out.
But Bull yeah, is your dad? Fuck!
Hey, sis.
Let me add her to the group. I got another one.
Let me add her to the group chat. But no, yeah, man.
Fuck, Dad.
Family is very important, man. And it shouldn't just be the holiday season, but if that's what it takes,
yeah,
you know, make that effort, man. And
but now, especially now, you have the great excuse of being together to make amends with whatever the fuck you had.
And those that are, I shout out for my family because my kids got to see that for Thanksgiving. And I keep talking about it, seeing my cousins and my sister. They had some issues and squashed that and for their kids. And shout out to all my family members, but there's one is just on my heart. My cousin Mia, man, she's Mia and Mark Wilson, dude. It's my Tony's daughter. Beautiful people, beautiful soul. They have, their oldest son, it's my baby boy Asik. He's a autistic angel on earth, bro. Like it's he. She's gone through a lot, man. She's got a couple little businesses. Does photography and balloons and stuff. But man, she's gone through, you know, depression and fighting like a warrior, man. She's bounced back. So. If my little cousin Mimi's is hearing this, man, I love you, baby girl, and keep doing what you're doing.
That's
and
awesome, man.
I'm cheering you on.
And like, if you are setting up yourself to have a wonderful and great whole new look on life for 2024, fuck, I'm all for it, man.
Let's do it.
I'm all for it. Like, do your math. If the math ain't mathing, do your own math and research on how to manifest a fucking great and perfect 2024. And get that ball rolling now, man, because I want everybody to succeed in anything that they're doing, man, because everyone deserves it. They really do, man.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm going to end the show right now, man.
We didn't even take a break.
No.
We'll talk way too much.
I know.
I get into Feliz Navidad.
Where's the eggnog? God dang it.
Thomas in with the gay uncle.
The twins.
No, but before we leave, do you have any, not only shout outs, but just a parting message that you want to?
Shout out to my kids, to my husband.
Shout out Domingo.
Domingo.
Hey,
my brother.
My partner. Just family, friends, all of our cabazos, for all of our Lobokai friends. It's crazy because I get on there and I'm like, who'd like this? And I see friends, I'm like, oh,
that is
shit.
Cool too. I feel the same way, yeah.
To you guys, to my girls, Raquel, Clara, Crystal, Alex. No, just to everybody, like everybody who listens, everybody who's keeping up, everybody who's praising you, because this guy right here.
Well, I appreciate that. Me and Puga Lips had a talk in Mexico, and he put a new perspective on this podcast, and we can talk about it over drinks. But
yeah,
it really blew my mind to have me turn around and think of this podcast the way he thinks of it, and it
like new ideas.
Not new ideas, but it just made me understand that. This platform that I have here is not only for slapdick shit, you know?
Yeah. It's meaningful, brother. Yeah.
It's to help people
absolutely.
Get through
I
things.
I completely agree with
and
that.
And it's just beautiful how he put it. It really is.
And that's what's the cool thing is that you're not even trying to. That's the authentic part of it. Is like, we do it, you do it slapdick and have fun and shout out to your high school friends and lifelong friends and your wife, but then it is some therapy for some mm-hmm. people. It's some people, man, they find breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even some of the crazy stuff and the serious stuff we talk about outside of it. Yeah, bro. I when we say that we love you and we pray nothing but success, it's because you deserve it too. You talk about all deserve
absolutely.
It. You deserve it.
I just want to take this time. Like if you're dealing with shit or going through shit, call Thomas.
Yeah. He's yeah. Like you know
he'll
God dang it.
he'll lend an ear out, you know?
I really will. If you have gay uncles you want to talk about, give me a call.
I've been there.
I've been there. I hate it. But all jokes aside, they never touched me. That was a good thing.
Wow.
We won.
We won.
We won.
God rest their souls.
Shout out to your Thiels never touching you, bro. Hell yeah. Same.
I'm glad my uncles never
Twins.
Touched you. You hear me? I'm glad they never touched you too. No, but, oh my God. No, but I love you, man. I am beyond grateful. And anytime, like today, I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it, but this, I need it more, you know what I mean, than you know. And it's not just trying to be there for my partner. It's like, bro, it's I need it more.
Yeah,
than
man,
you know.
But you've said that a few times, man, and I feel like an asshole for never telling you, like, hey, man, you can fucking call me whenever, bro.
Yes, sir.
And we can talk some shit out if you ever needed me, man.
I appreciate that, brother. Yeah. You know that. Likewise, man. That was much love, and I will. I'll hit you up if I ever
But do. Before we leave, man, you have any shout-outs or any messages you want
to? Man, shout-out to my sister, Rochelle Arredondo, and her husband, Fabian, my brother. They got some hot sauce they've been doing for the last couple months. Things called Alamo. Alamo's hot sauce. It's on Facebook. If not, reach out to me or my sister. They're just some good people, and they have their son went through COVID and they almost lost him to that MS, that stuff that affected all the youth and stuff. So he's a beautiful kid, man. And just shout out to them and shout out to my girls, as always, my daughters, for holding me down like they do. And parting message, I just want to say Merry Christmas, man. Happy holidays to you, your family, to my brother, Christmas to y'all's family, friends. And like you said, to anybody struggling, man, like all bullshit aside, we joke, but I'm a lending ear. I'll be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And and if you got your mom and dad, hold them a little tighter. And like you said, let it go, man. Forgive.
You have Facebook on your phone?
Yes.
Look up that hot sauce.
Oh, yes. Hold on.
Is it Alamode? M-O-D-E?
I think it's Alamo. We call my sister Mo. So.
Oh, that's cute. So Alamo.
Alamo.
M-O-E?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. My bad, sister. She
I would really like to plug them for a good cause, man.
And my brother, Fabian, her husband, he's a amazing dude. He plays bass at the worship center. They're great people, man. They helped me through a lot when me and my kids went through stuff. Alamo, so it's A.L.A.Mo's.
M-O-apostrophe-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alamo's. Hot sauce on... They have a Facebook page, but if not, just go to my page and you can find it. And they're just good people, and they lift me up in prayer a lot. Lord knows I need it. So.
Sweet ass, man. Sweet ass. Yeah. Shout out all my family, man. Shout out my uncles, my Uncle Johnny, Fabian.
Oh, yeah.
My Aunt Sylvia. Yeah. Shout out my wife. Happy birthday to her.
Yes, happy belated birthday, yeah.
Shout out my mom, my sister, my niece Jaslyn, my auntie Gloria, my tia Filia. My tia Jamie, all my family that fucks
Next
with me.
Next time
man.
You need a list of all.
Yeah,
these
I do. I really do.
You're gonna have credits at the end. Yeah.
Roll the credits.
Man, shout out to your cousin DJ. He's one of my top customers, bro.
For real?
For the last DJ, 2 or 3 years, bro.
Him and his sister, my cousin Nea.
Yeah, she's
good. Bro, they are the biggest supporters of this show.
Man, that's
nice. That's good.
I love them, man.
That's good to have that.
Bro. I hated them growing up.
Wow.
Speaking about Christmas.
It's called full circle.
They used to ask my parents for the most extreme shit and get it. And
Mom
I would,
and, Dad.
And get it.
Are they older?
No, they're my age.
Oh, yeah.
And here I am working for the shit that I'm barely getting because my dad's like, I'm not buying. I'll go half on that
That's
shit.
That's how
my kids. And then they're asking for like a Sega. And I'm like, ain't no way. And then you see them opening a Christmas. You know, I look at my dad like, are you fucking serious, man?
Hey, forgive.
Forgive.
I forgive y'all.
Forgive.
That's why they're big supporters because they felt sorry for
you. You said I forgive y'all.
Oh shit! Like we need to support his show because his child life was sucks and ours was awesome.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. Your cousins, good with my sister.
Shout out to anybody who I forgot, but I think I got everybody.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the person I forgot. But most importantly, shout out to Patriot Payne Construction, Diggity Burrito. Yeah. Diggity Burrito is the official burrito joint of the JP Lopez Show.
JP Lopez Show. There you go. Oh, that deserves a
And shout out DJ Kipo, man. DJ Kipo, for real, man. Yeah. He.
Yep. Looking forward to him
we
to
weren't
be
just
banquet.
Fucking saying that though, right?
No,
like
no.
He's the shit.
And
he's
I
badass.
Think he actually did Alex's Quinceanera.
Oh, he did.
I want to say yes that he was the DJ.
Yeah.
If you weren't, I'm sorry.
Shout out to Kipo. Holler at me if you need an assistant for the orgies and the swingers party.
Me too.
I got the flashlights.
Can I borrow this microphone?
I'll hold it.
Yeah. Fuck oh my yeah, god.
And until next time, guys. Read some books!
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.